morning, everyone. I'm John Hockenberry here with Amy Holmes. On this program, we tend to call it Obama's War, the offensive in Afghanistan. 4,000 U.S. Marines launched a major offensive against the Taliban in southern Afghanistan earlier this month. It's a part of Obama's surge to focus on Afghanistan as we withdraw from Iraq. U.S. forces have a dedicated string of logistical bases now situated out there in the thick sand of Helmand Province in Afghanistan. And these bases are all important. Without their support, the Marines wouldn't be able to function for long. Aaron Schachter is Middle East correspondent for PRI's The World. He joins us now, and he's embedded with an Army medevac unit at one of these logistical bases, Camp Dwyer in Helmand Province, where he joins us from. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Give me a sense of how this sort of infrastructure and supply chain is working from your perspective as an embed. And we should sort of point out that the mission here is to ultimately develop the sort of civilian infrastructure to support the Afghan government. How's all that going?
Well, I am with a very specific unit, as you mentioned, the medevac troops, and their job is to make sure that the Marines are safe and secure, and if Marines or locals are injured, that they are transported as quickly as possible to hospitals here at Camp Dwyer or a major hospital at Kandahar. Just yesterday, we went out on a flight in the middle of the evening, in the middle of the night, and picked up an Afghan national, a local national, as they're called. He had a bit of a tangle with Marines a little bit south of here and ended up getting shot in the stomach and was transported back here to Camp Dwyer. It's an amazing place to try and work for these guys. As you mentioned, there's a lot of sand, but it's not sand like you would find on the beach. They call it moon dust. If you can imagine New York City or any big city after a snowstorm, the kind of slush that forms on the streets, that's what the sand is like. So when you step down in it, it kind of explodes as if you were stepping into a snowdrift.
So, Aaron Schachter, forget the Taliban here. I mean, one of the big enemies are just the conditions on the battlefield. Here's Captain Matt Partkia, who's an Army medevac unit in the company that you're embedded with.
It's been really hard on our equipment out here. We've had to swap aircraft pretty regularly because it does cake everything. And it gets into some of the vital components on the aircraft that keep it flying in the air. So we'd have to swap aircraft pretty regularly out here so we can go back to get washed and maintenance.
How frustrating is that for the troops, Aaron Schachter?
It's a very hard thing to deal with. They're having to, as he mentioned, clean the helicopters very frequently. It gets in all the equipment. And even the slightest wind kicks the dust up, and they're never quite sure whether they can fly or not because the visibility between the ground and about 15 feet above the ground is wildly different from the visibility above. And so they're constantly having to make decisions on whether they can fly or not. Just the other day we went up in almost zero visibility on the ground, and above the dust storms there was a 3-mile visibility. So it's a constantly tricky situation for these guys.
Aaron, this is Amy Holmes here. And, you know, Afghanistan, after all of the attention on Iraq, sort of became the forgotten war for a lot of American people. But a combat Marine reporting in the Wall Street Journal says that actually more coalition soldiers have died in July than in any previous month in the 9-year war in Afghanistan. What is the reality that you're seeing working with this medevac team?
Well, I've been here with a couple different units. I was here with the Marines a month ago and definitely saw the effects of what you're talking about. The Taliban or the insurgents are laying more roadside bombs, more sophisticated roadside bombs. They just don't stop. And what one of the medevac guys told me, who was in Iraq two times, is that the Taliban here just will not stop. In Iraq, the helicopters would come in, troops and soldiers would come in, and the Iraqi insurgents would run away. The people here do not run away, and it's made the job of the soldiers and troops here very, very difficult. One of the guys here told me that they are flying, the medevac unit is flying more missions in a week in southern Helmand. Here, where I am, there are just two units. So that's three helicopters are flying more missions in a week right now than in all of Iraq.
Wow. I mean, you know, Aaron Schachter, the advantage that the Taliban have is that they are so tough as soldiers, as you've just described there. The technological advantages that the coalition forces have, that's something else entirely. Here's Lieutenant Colonel Blackwell, who commands the 3rd Battalion of the 82nd Aviation Regiment, which is a meta-cavalry unit, talking about the technological advantages such as they are.
If a ground soldier can see first, meaning he can see the enemy before he sees him, if he can talk to his people, if he can decide, and if he can start action before the enemy does, then he's got a tremendous advantage.
Aaron Schachter, does that mean that morale is good? Do soldiers have a sense that they're accomplishing their mission, or is it still a bit of the fog or dust of war circumstance right now?
Well, I think it's mixed. There are mixed emotions on the technology that the Lieutenant Colonel was talking about. It's called the Land Warrior, and it's kind of a networking system for all the soldiers and the command post. So soldiers and their commanders can see the battlefield all at once. Now, it's a great thing for commanders, but soldiers are saying this is 10 pounds of extra weight that we have to carry, and it doesn't do that much more for us. They're still excited about the fight. They're still looking forward to defeating the Taliban here, they call the enemy. But they're a little frustrated about being guinea pigs.
Well, the frustrations for the 4,000 U.S. Marines in Helmand Province, Afghanistan. Aaron Schachter, embedded with an Army medevac unit at the logistical base Camp Dwyer in Helmand Province in Afghanistan. If you want to see what he's seeing in Afghanistan, go to our website. There are pictures there from Aaron Schachter at thetakeaway.org.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.